This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We come to juz number 22 and it carries on with Surah Ahzab, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being revealed and his wives are told that if they come close to Allah azza wa jal through ibadah, through worship, then Allah will give them a great status and He will cleanse their hearts and clean their inside. And then Allah says about all believers, women, men and women, those who find themselves being steadfast in His deen, being honest, being patient, those who are devoted to Allah, those who actually give sadaqah, those who fast, those who protect their private parts, and those who continuously do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah has kept a lot for them. And Allah has prepared for them His forgiveness and He's going to give them a lot of reward. Now the ayah focuses on again another aspect which is going to again reveal Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was a marriage that took in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where his own adopted son Zayd, he had to actually marry the wife of his own adopted son. Now it was against his culture, but he had to do it. And again it reveals his position because he showed his complete obedience to Allah azza wa jal. Then Allah says that He has given the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam permission to marry more than the limit that he's given the believers to marry, and this is a fadl or a bounty that is given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not that he meant married them for any other reason, but he married them because every single one brought about a lot of different links with tribes that were around in Arabia, and it actually fortified his relationship with the different tribes in the different parts of Arabia. And he talks in ayah number 53 about the believers when they come inside his house, they're not to sit around and gossip after they've eaten, not to hurt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that way, and even after his life, not to actually think of marrying his wives. This is ayah number 53. And it comes right down to ayah 56 where Allah says, "Inna Allah wa malaikata," Allah and His angels, they send mercy on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they make dua, the angels make dua for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, send salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how we show him. That's how we revere him after his death. And right at the end of the surah, Allah azza wa jal tells us that we have taken up the responsibility of being people who will obey Allah azza wa jal. And one of the ways of obeying Allah is to be respectful to His Messenger. And He tells us not to become like the people in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who showed disrespect to Him. Then we come to Surah Saba. Now Surah Saba talks about different civilizations. And these civilizations, what they did is that because of their development, they made considerable amount of progress on the earth. But each one comes to an end. So one of the first ones Allah talks about is Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. And he had actually got the ability from Allah to make iron soft. And through that he used to make chainmail. And from that they made so many different developments on the earth. And this gave them an advancement in civilization on this earth. Sulaiman alayhi salam took over. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, after taking over, he then continues with what Dawud alayhi salam had. And he moves on with his civilization, but what Allah shows is that both Dawood and Sulaiman were very, very not only obedient, but they were grateful to Allah for what Allah gave them. And then Allah talks about the people of Saba. Allah again gave them a lot of things in their civilization, and through that they had many different miles of journeys that they could make without even having to worry about any food. And they had so much that if they actually walk from one town to another town with a basket on their heads, the fruits that it would touch of the trees that they pass by would fill the whole basket up with fruits. But then they were ungrateful to Allah. They asked Allah to actually take this. They said, oh Allah, you want to destroy it, destroy it. Just like that. And Allah then broke two dams that actually brought down, or a dam that brought down a lot of water and destroyed the entire part. And what Allah is trying to tell us from here is that whatever gifts that we receive from Him, we're not supposed to become people who take advantage of that and forget Allah Azza wa Jalla. And He says many times when the messengers have come, it is because of people's mal and their own wealth that has either taken them away from Allah or actually probably brought them to Allah. So He talks about that in ayah number 34 and ayah number 37, where there are people who've used the means to come close to Allah and those who have gone away from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah says, of all these civilizations, the people that have come before you have actually received more than yourself. And He finishes off by saying that if we think about the gifts of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then these gifts are those things that are not going to last. And in the end, we will find that we are on the Day of Judgment. And when we are on the Day of Judgment, we will not even bother about these civilizations that were around us, whether they were close to us or far away from us. This is towards the end of the surah. The only thing we will be bothered about is whether we're getting salvation or not. We come to Surah Fatir, and Surah Fatir opens up with the talk about the angels and the qudra of Allah. And if Allah wants to make somebody get His rahmah and His mercy, there is absolutely no one to stop that. And if Allah wants to close His mercy on someone, there is no one to open it. And through that, what Allah says is that man is someone that he doesn't realize that the shaitan is his enemy and is trying to take him away from his salvation and take him straight towards the fire. And what he does is, this is in ayah number 8, is that he makes something sinful in front of his eyes look good. And when he goes for that, he sometimes completely, you know, goes away from the guidance and from the truth. What Allah says, and he tells us again, is that your lives are limited. Think about this, your lives are limited. And yes, through good actions, your lives can actually increase. And through bad actions, your life can actually decrease. This is in ayah number 11. Or that, you know, Allah knows how much is going to increase or decrease. This is in ayah number 11. And Allah tells us that each one of these, you know, you can't be the same. Depending on the actions you do, you are going to either become those that will find a lot of fruitful things in the next life, or we'll find a lot of sour things in the next life. So he tells us, and he asks our own conscience, and he says in ayah number 19, do you think that the one who sees and the one who is blind are equal? Do you think that the zulumat, the darkness and light is equal? Do you think that the shadow and having a place where there is no shadow, it is equal? Do you think that the dead and the living are equal? This is all under from ayah number 19 to about ayah number 22. What Allah tells us through this is that to think about the consequences that we are doing. And through even the rains that Allah brings to the earth, He creates many different effects. There are sometimes red cliffs. There are sometimes white cliffs, white sort of soil, red soil. There is dark, you know, rock that Allah creates on the earth. And Allah tells us to reflect on this, to think about what are we becoming in this life at the end. And He reminds us that those of us that will read the Qur'an, that will establish our prayers, that will give in the path of Allah, in secrecy and in the open, we seek a commerce from Allah that will never go wrong and will never fail in this commerce. This is ayah number 29. And He tells us that once we've received this book, again, through this book, we are going to divide into one of three different categories. There are going to be those that will become zalim, that will oppress themselves regarding this book of Allah. There are those who will actually be in between. And there are those that will run ahead and will take full advantage of this book. And in the end, there is the fire for those people who actually completely, you know, deny this. This is in ayah number 36. And just before that, He talks about Jannat. He talks about the gardens and people having gold and having pearls and wearing silver and thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla that He's given them salvation, for those people who actually took benefit of this Qur'an. And the surah, you know, ends up by asking us to think that if Allah was to really take us to account right now, what would the situation be? Because those of us who are sinful would not actually find, you know, any more days ahead of us, and that would be the end. But He's not doing that. He's given us a chance. He's given us a life, and He wants us to take advantage of that life. We come to the end of the Jews, where Surah Yasin starts, and Surah Yasin talks about right at the beginning about certain people that were again being told by the Prophet ﷺ about this guidance, and they were completely deaf towards what he was saying. And Allah reminds him that, look, certain people will not believe, so don't try and make yourself feel bad inside that these people are not believing. And he then brings a scenario where there were three messengers that came to a certain people before us. One came, they denied him. A second one came, they denied him. And a third one came, they still denied him. But then a man came running from outside of the city. And he came and he said, "Wa ma li Allah," this is going into the beginning of the 23rd Juz. "You know, why shouldn't I believe?" And then he actually comes, believes, and he actually passes away. And he asks Allah to give good news to his people about the fact that he's found salvation. And we come to the end of that Juz. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. والرسمات هنا سرور يحلوا تلك السنين.